It's a new four-story apartment building in Ballard, right next to the popular public library. And I'm standing with building architect Ray Johnston in one of the building's most impressive features, the laundry room.
One, two, three, four, five, six windows, but they're pretty gigantic windows.
Gee, I think there are more windows than there are washer-dryer machines.
It's only a slight exaggeration. One wall is actually made up entirely of windows, and that wall climbs up 14 and a half feet to the ceiling.
Like a cathedral ceiling laundry room.
Yeah, right.
What used to be here was a parking lot.
You know, just a sea of asphalt.
Now the one-acre lot holds an 18-unit apartment building, a commercial building, and a lot of green space. We walk down a gravel road where there are planting beds for each resident to use as they see fit.
We also studied the site to see what area was going to get the best sun in the growing months, and this is the spot. So it actually drove how we shifted our buildings around a little bit.
This place is called Greenfire, and it's one of seven residences on view to the public as part of the very first Explore Design home tour. Organizers selected the homes based on their architectural imagination and sustainable designs. Besides Ballard, the tour includes townhomes on Beacon Hill that have a courtyard built over a driveway, and a Greenwood home that's been renovated into two individual units. But its footprint is actually smaller than its original size. The Seattle chapter of the American Institute of Architects is hosting the tour. Architects will be on hand at each of their projects on Saturday to talk about how and why they did what they did. If you're at Ballard's Greenfire, be sure to ask the architect about the common room and how it connects to canning fruit. Florangela Davila, KPLU News.